Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
I want you to turn with me to Mark's Gospel, the fourth chapter. Mark chapter 4, the Lord Jesus begins this chapter teaching on the sower. And it's all about sowing the Word of God and receiving the Word of God, acting on the Word of God. He goes down through the verses. He begins to explain the parable in beginning in verse 14. And he told us up there in verse 11 that this is a part of the mystery of the kingdom of God. What's a mystery if you're out there not knowing what he's talking about? But whenever you begin to get the Holy Spirit teaching you, it ceases to be a mystery and becomes a revelation. Amen? And so he's trying to bring it forth to the disciples and the people here so that they can understand how the kingdom of God actually operates. And he really puts a great emphasis on hearing the word, receiving the word, and being a doer of the word. He says, only those who hear, receive, and do will produce any fruit in their life. A lot of people hear it, but they don't receive it. Some more people hear it and receive it, but they never act upon it. But you've got to not only hear the word, you've got to accept it, and then you've got to act upon it and trust God to make it happen in your life. Amen? And so he went on and he said in the same fourth chapter, he said, if you have ears to hear, let him hear. Well, you know, everybody says, well, I've got an ear. Well, he's not talking about that thing sticking out on the side of your head. He's talking about you listening, hearing on the inside. Having an attention that's upon him and setting yourself to hear. And then he says, with what measure or emphasis or value you put on the word is how it's going to work in your life. Amen? And so we should put much value upon God's word. It should be the first and foremost thing in our life. Amen? And so after teaching us all of this, the importance of the word and walking in the word, he says in verse 26, and he said, the kingdom of God is as. In other words, he's going to give you a parable, and he's going to show us a natural thing that will reveal to us the strength of the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God, his realm, his rule in the spiritual realm operates. So he says, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter or sow a seed on the ground, and he should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle for the harvest, because the harvest has come. Now, notice here, he's teaching us that the kingdom of God in the spiritual realm would operate a lot like the kingdom on the earth. In other words, sowing and reaping on the earth. And so he tells us here that the kingdom of God will operate for you and it'll produce for you if you learn how to operate it. Amen? See, once you get born again, it is just absolutely important for you to get in the Word of God and find out how to operate in the things as a Christian. Amen. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean all this is going to happen. Notice that he said the kingdom of God is if a man should go out and sow his seed on the ground. Well, you know, a lot of people, they're trying to believe God for something, but they've never put any seed in the ground. That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, you go out in your backyard and you come back in stomping your feet and say, there are no tomatoes at all in my backyard. I cannot believe it. I went out there to reap tomatoes and I don't have any tomatoes in my backyard. And somebody says, well, wonder what the problem is. Well, I don't know. Well, where'd you plant your tomato seed? Well, I didn't plant any. Well, that might be the reason you don't have any tomatoes in your backyard. Amen? There wasn't anything there for your backyard to produce for you. And so we need to learn some principles of the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is alive and active. That's what the Lord is saying to us. It's not some religious concept. It's not some place off out, you know, whatever. The kingdom of God is right here on this earth in operation for us right now. And he's saying just like natural things in your life will work for you if you put the principles to operate in your life, so will the kingdom of God, spiritual things will operate for you. Amen? And so we need to learn how to operate the things of the kingdom of God. Now, I want to give you three quick steps on how you can release the power of God's kingdom to produce a harvest in your life. Anybody want to learn how to do this? Three very simple steps that will help you to get what God said you can get. Amen. Well, somebody says, well, what is it? If they're so simple, well, it's so simple, you probably look at me and say, oh my God, I came out here for this. Well, you know. Praise the Lord. If that's your attitude, you're not putting much hearing on it, so it won't do you any good anyway. No. What's the first step? Notice that he's talking about reaping a harvest there in verse 20. He said, when the harvest comes in, immediately puts in the sickle because it's come. He's ready to reap it. Amen. So the first thing you've got to do if you're going to activate the kingdom of God and receive a harvest from God is this. You need to determine your harvest. Amen. Somebody's looking at us, is that it? Yeah, first step. You have to determine your harvest. He's talking about a farmer going out planting his seed. And you know, a farmer has to determine what kind of harvest he wants before he plants a seed. Amen. I mean, you know, if he's wanting to raise fields of corn, he's not going to go out here and plant cucumber seeds. He's going to plant what he's, in other words, he's going to determine his harvest before he ever does anything. A lot of us, the reason we're being defeated in life is we just go to God and say, okay, Lord, I'm just believing you. And God says, believe in me for what? Well, for whatever. Hallelujah. And you see, that doesn't work in the kingdom of God. You have to begin to lock in on what you're believing for. And you have to get specific with it. And you have to decide, what am I wanting from God? I mean, what do I need from God? So somebody says, well, how can I tell if it's God's will for me to have a certain harvest? Well, you've got to, first of all, understand this. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Notice here that he says faith is given to you to give substance or bring to pass or bring into this realm the things you're hoping for. Now, how do you get faith? Well, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So if you get faith by hearing the word of God, guess what you're going to get hope for? You're going to get hope by hearing the word of God, aren't you? Amen. In other words, Psalm 119, verse 130 says, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. You know what he's saying there? When you allow God's word to enter into your life, it brings the light of his will into your life. Amen. You'll never know the will of God until you know the word of God. Come on, somebody, give me a good amen. What are you talking about? You have to let the word enter into your life. Why? Because until the word comes in, you're walking in darkness. And when you're walking in darkness, you cannot hope for something that you can't see. Amen. In other words, if I want to have a harvest of healing, guess what I need to do? I need to get into the Word of God and find out what God says about healing and let that Word enter into me and bring the light of the revelation of healing into my life. And then I begin to hope for healing. Amen? In other words, healing is my harvest. And so therefore, I begin to let God bring the seed of His Word into my life. And the first thing you know, I begin to have this hope. I begin to see myself healed, praise God. Hope here in the Bible, in the Greek, it just simply means joyful, confident expectation, praise God. See, a lot of people think they're in hope, but they're not in hope. They're in wishing. Amen. I'm just a hoping and a praying. No, you're not. You're just a wishing that something would happen. No, hope is a spiritual, living, alive force that is built upon the Word of God. Hope is what God says. Hope is your goal. Hope is the harvest that you're wanting to receive from God. Amen. Notice that there are principles and there are processes to get from seed to harvest. Did you notice that Jesus in Mark chapter 4 didn't start off with harvest? He started off with seed. Amen. So what's that mean? You, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people come to church and they just say, pray for me so I can receive, you know, this breakthrough, this miracle, this whatever. Well, wait a minute. Are you really hoping for that? I mean, is it a real, joyful, confident expectation? Are you really expecting God to do something for you? Do you really believe that God will make that thing come to pass in your life? Because you see, that's true hope. True hope is whenever it's so real to you, you can't feel it yet, you can't see it yet, but God's word says it, and I believe God's going to make that happen in my life. And because you believe it's going to happen, you're willing to do the next step, and that is what? That is to act upon your faith. Amen? In other words, because I have hope and I see the harvest and it's a reality in my life, and I've got the Word of God in my heart, and that Word tells me it's God's will to do this, now I've got something to work for, praise God. See, a lot of people are trying to have faith without hope. You can't have faith where there's no hope, because it's faith that gives substance to the things you're hoping for. In other words, there ought to be a reason you're doing what you're doing. Why are you praying? Well, I'm just praying. Well, you know, praying and worshiping God is good, but just praying is not going to get you a harvest. Or have you found that out already? Well, I've been a praying. Okay, what do you believe in God for? I'm believing God to work for me. Okay. It's kind of like the fellow that came up and said, it was standing in the line. He went to the minister and he said, what are you believing for? He says, I'm believing God to prosper me. He reached in, pulled out a dollar and said, got your faith working. Praise God. Go on back, sit down. Well, you couldn't say he was a dollar more prosperous than he was when he came up there. And he looked at him and says, no, wait a minute. That's not what I meant. He says, then you better start talking about what you mean then. Amen. In other words, you better lock in on God and find out what God says about it and begin to make that what you're striving for. Make that what you're looking at. In other words, this is my harvest. I'm believing God. If it's finances, then you got to get into the Word of God and let the entrance of God's Word come in and build your hope. I don't have to stay broke anymore. I don't have to stay where I'm just barely getting along anymore. And you begin to build that hope, that expectation in your heart that God is going to prosper you, and God wants you to be successful, and God wants you to be victorious. Even John, writing in 3 John verse 2, tells us the very same thing. He says, beloved, he said, I pray that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Amen? In other words, he says, if you don't get your mind renewed, you're not going to prosper and be successful and live in victory, because you don't know what God's harvest is. You don't have any hope. Most Christians today, we're trying to have faith, but we don't even know what we're having faith for. What's your harvest? What is it you're wanting to reap from God? What is it you're believing God to do for you? What is it that the Word says you can have, and you've made it so real in your life that even though you don't have it right now, you're now activating your faith going toward that? Because Jesus says that if you really believe that you're going to get a harvest, you are going to act in faith and sow your seed. Somebody says, what's my seed? Your seed is your action of faith. Are you listening to me? In other words, my action of faith, my confession, my believing, my changing my attitude. See, that's all seed. In other words, you have to begin to sow yourself into what you're believing God to do for you. Amen? Notice that this the kingdom of God is not as if somebody went out and said, would you go plant some seed, and would you go cultivate the seed, and would you go reap it when it comes in and bring it to me so I can have harvest?
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link, This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link, or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.